This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Question's this, do the Warriors have irrational confidence right now? Draymond Green, and by the way, because I've gotten some texts on this, on what he said, and I want to clear it up. It's true that when he was on with TNT, he didn't specify when they were going to win this title. Draymond Green said we're going to win the championship. He didn't specify this year, but that's why you got to read Sam Amick's story in The Athletic, because Sam was obviously spent a lot of time with Draymond Green this weekend, and he said that wasn't the first time that Draymond was talking about winning a title. And in fact, Sam Amick was talking to Draymond Green in the lobby, I believe, of a hotel, and Draymond said, "We're going to win the championship." And Amick asked him delicately if his prediction was intended to be applied this year, and Draymond said, "Yes, absolutely." So Draymond has not only been talking about a title, he has specified that, yeah, he thinks they can win it this year. And you got a piece of good news?
No, I was just going to say, that was on Friday.
Right.
That was at the Tech Summit, where he was also in earshot of Warriors team president Brandon Schneider. So he's telling everybody, like, this is how Draymond feels. And even if you think he's crazy, I mean, you got to respect the fact that he's not just doing this for show. Like, he's telling everyone that he thinks that they got action. And I have reservations about it, but if you're a fan, how can you not like hearing that? You know, there wasn't a whole lot, I think, of other, I don't know, big stuff that came out of the weekend. We haven't even got to the fact that Draymond might be the next head coach of the Golden State Warriors. But as far as, like, electric comments, I would say that most of the attention about the All-Star Weekend or game was negative. And it was, well, LeBron's not playing. He's screwing the game. Guru didn't like that, you know, Mac McClung won the dunk contest. Curry didn't participate in the three-point contest. It was all let down. It's like the most positive thing to come out of the weekend for Warriors fans is the fact that Draymond Green said they're going to win the championship this year.
Yeah, and I also saw a lot of comments from people who are saying, well, what do you expect him to say? Of course he's going to say that. To me, what's most interesting is this was unprompted. It's not like that anybody went up to him and said, hey, do you think you can win a title this year? Yeah, we can win a title. He offered that without any question about a title, which leads me to believe he was delivering some kind of message to somebody or everybody And here's the other thing I thought of, though. You know, it's something about Draymond, like, if they don't win a title, he'll just be like, eh, I was wrong. Big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he won't. He's not going to have to pay a price for this. In fact, he'll be self-deprecating about it when it doesn't happen, and there won't be any consequences.
No, and he doesn't care about being wrong.
Right.
It's not like he ain't been wrong before. I mean, no, it's a win-win. Again, if he's the prophet. He's Draymond the prophet if they win the championship, and if they don't, then he's just Draymond Green. I mean, you know, he's allowed to do that. That's kind of who he is. Rules are different for different people, and Draymond getting on national television and making probably the boldest proclamation of the weekend, it's in one breath exciting and, you know, kind of like, I don't know, scintillating, but on the other hand, it's also like, of course, Draymond, let's say that.
Yeah, of course. Let's go to Shooter. Shooter's in Virginia. Hey, Shooter, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to, I know we're talking about, you know, Golden State, you know, the chances to win this year and, you know, what they're going to do moving forward next year. But, hey, Steiny, I mean, I want to know why you're not talking more about the conversation that you had with Kurt Laker, man. That was the most interesting conversation that you had, I feel like, the whole entire week when he was they're thinking about next year. They're going to make another big move. So I was trying to, you know, see if you wanted to talk more about that conversation with, you know, that you had with Kurt Laker, because Kurt Laker was saying, you know, they're thinking about winning 1, 2, 3 more championships, and he said, shoot, they thinking about making a whole nother big move.
Yeah,
like adding another big guy.
Yeah. Hey, Shooter, what I did was I talked about, like, Draymond saying they can win a championship. I didn't talk specifically about Kirk Lacob's comments from last week, but you're right. I mean, he talked about Steph Curry. He doesn't just want to win his fifth. He wants to win 6, 7, yeah. 8. And he did allude to the fact that he still thinks if something were to pop up, they could make a big move in the offseason. That one I'm going to wait to see, because I don't really see how they can make a big move without it including Butler or Steph Curry.
Right. Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, he said. It sounded like he was saying they were going to make they had options. He was saying that. That's what he was kind of specifying.
Yeah.
They had other options. He used the word options for next year. They got all their draft picks, and they got their players to make another. They got options to make another move, and I just wanted to see if you can, you know, kind of what did you read into that? Because that sounded like they were, you know, talking about adding another key piece. What I mean, it doesn't have to be another big boy, but you know, it sounded like Kurt Laker was very optimistic about next season adding another guy.
I mean, he was. Thank you, Shooter. Appreciate it. I think the rest of the year is obviously huge. What they do in the offseason, I think, will have a lot to do with how the next 27 games go. If this team makes a little bit of a run and they feel like next year it can be better, who knows what they'll do this summer. They have talked about their optionality, and I mean, I guess you have to give them credit, because after everything they did this summer, they were able to go make a move for a difference maker, they believe. And it's what they've been talking about for, you know, a year or two now, and they came through.
Yeah, they hadn't made moves until they had to. I think we all agree that this year they had to make a move, even if it wasn't for someone as big as Jimmy Butler. But especially with trying to court Durant and trying to make that kind of splash, Butler was someone that they felt like they had to go get, and according to Kirk, they had their eyes on for some time. I think they're now back to being like, we're good until we're not. And I don't know, worst case scenario, you got three older bodies, they break down over the final 27 games. You know, I guess one thing that I wonder how they would be able to alter this path is, I think it'd be really hard to trade Jimmy Butler, say, if he gets hurt, or if he turns back into somewhat of a malcontent. I don't know who'd be wanting to pick up $55 million for a 36-year-old next season. Like, you decided to get older, and that's completely up to you. But I don't know if it doesn't work out. I guess I just don't know how they can get younger without basically just going through the process of drafting another player. So they picked a path. I think they got rid of some of their optionality. But if they want to make a move this offseason, it could include a sign and trade of Jonathan Kuminga.
It could.
Maybe there's a team that wants him at 35, and that gives you a larger slot. And maybe if you decide that next year is actually the year, then maybe you decide you dip into the second apron for a season, because that's really the only season that matters anyways. And you try and fill out your roster with different pieces. And, you know, I don't think that next year is all of a sudden just like set in stone, but they're going to have to prove why they should keep this big three together over the remainder of this year.
Yeah, they acquired Jimmy Butler for him to be on the team at least this year and next, and probably even a
you
year
would
after.
Think. You would think.
Here's what a shooter in Virginia was talking about, what Kirk Lacob was talking about on Wednesday when we were over at Thrive City. Here's what shooter was talking about. Kirk Lacob talking about Curry, his future, and what's in store for the Warriors.
Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. We're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay. He deserves to give a chance to bring 5, 6, 7, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. If you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number 5.
Man. Curry's greedy. I mean, he's greedy. Let somebody else win a ring.
Well,
he's got 4.
He has for a couple of years. You know, this is very kind of him to let other teams. You know what, actually, you know what hit me listening to that? So, Draymond's talking about a title.
Right.
Kirk's was it even 4 games in? Or was it before the Houston game? It might have been.
It was before both games.
Okay, so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After two games,
yeah.
Kirk Lacob is throwing 6-7 out there on the table.
Yeah.
What hit me listening to that is just another reason why Steph is so unique. He's the sole reason that everyone in the Warriors organization can talk bleep, can talk as crazy as they want about rings of the future, rings of the past, and not just because Steph is a good player and they know that he can help back them up, but because Curry is such a unique person that he doesn't care. He doesn't care that people put title and added championship pressure on. In fact, he made a joke about it at the podium after the All-Star game. He was talking to Draymond on the TNT broadcast about what Draymond just said, knowing that Draymond's not the guy that's got to back him up or right. back his own words up. Kirk Lacob can say he wants to get 7, he wants to get 8. And Curry's the one that's got to go out there and do the work.
Right.
But that's just another reason why Steph is the most unique superstar I've ever seen, because in no other franchise or organization are there players, front office members, maybe coaching staff, whoever, that are talking this wild about a team that is a game above 500. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that's what Steph Curry can do for your hope. He can give you some.
Because he's not going to be a guy that will go and say, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, in fact, he'll say, all right, time to go to work.
You know what hit me? And I said this last week. I don't know why, but this bothered me. Why did he say it materially changed our odds this year and next year when Butler and Curry are actually signed for 2 more years after this year? Mm. Why didn't he say materially change our odds this year and the next 2? I know, I'm being literal. I don't get it, but why did he leave out the last year? What's he know?
You can read tea leaves.
Maybe they're going to move Steph for that last year. Maybe he knows they're going to have to move Steph to Charlotte to play his last year in the NBA.
Or maybe they know that Jimmy Butler is going to take a flamethrower to Chase Center in his last season, because there's not going to be another $55 million contract waiting for him on the back end.
Kenny Smith of TNT was asked about what Jimmy Butler does to the Warriors. Does he make him a contender? Does he not? This is also from NBC Sports Bay Area.
I think the addition of Jimmy Butler has made him more offensively aggressive, because now I think there's someone who can yell at him, someone who could lead him.
Yeah.
I think he felt that he's the leader. I don't think that he would ever think that he needs to lead Jimmy Butler. And so I've noticed in the last 4 games that he's been here that he's taken the 3 more, and then you see 12 points. It's just be around 12. Mm-hmm. Yep. Take your threes, take your layups, take your dunks. Don't overpass. Like, I think sometimes he overpasses. Mm-hmm. But when he doesn't overpass, he doesn't realize how good the team is. And he's like, no, but would you rather have me shooting or Steph shooting? Oh, yeah, we'd rather have Steph shooting. But if you shoot, we're going to get more shots for Steph.
Right, yeah.
That's what I told him one day in the studio. If you shoot more, you'll get more shots for Steph.
That's so interesting. Kenny Smith saying that.
It's about Draymond.
Right. He was saying that Butler may unlock Draymond offensively. Because Butler won't stand for Draymond holding the ball, waiting to throw it to Steph Curry. It feels like Butler's like, go do something. Quit just standing there with a ball waiting for your guy.
Or maybe he's another guy that Draymond will actually pass the ball to. You know, and
that's true.
You know, it's not like Oscar Robertson was saying over the weekend where Draymond only throws it to Steph Curry. No, I think Butler's going to help Draymond. I don't know if it's help him score more points or, I mean, he's shooting like 64% from the free throw line or 33%. I don't know if he's going to help him score more, shoot better, but I think he's going to make Draymond a more effective passer. I think he's going to make Draymond, you know, his ability to screen, his ability to create for others, it becomes a little easier for Draymond, you know, now that he's got another guy that demands attention. But I don't know if Draymond's all of a sudden going to go back to scoring 11 points a game or 12 points.
Yeah, I don't. What's the most he ever averaged? I think maybe 13.
I think in 2016 he averaged like 14 points. But Who do you think, outside of Curry, that Butler impacts the most positive? Like, who do you, I mean, is it Draymond? We haven't seen it with Kuminga yet. I think that's definitely someone he can, well, but I don't know, though, because Kuminga needs space on the floor, and there's less spacing now with Butler.
You know, what if I told you, believe it or not, I think it's Pods and Moody.
And
here's why.
Yeah.
Like, I think over time, I think, like, Jimmy Butler eventually is going to take more and more of a role on this team. You can call it leadership or vocally. But to me, the Warriors have two young players. Pods, who sometimes tries to do too much, and Moody, who to me sometimes doesn't do enough. And I could actually see a guy like Jimmy Butler being a strong enough personality to be able to tell Pajemski, hey, cool it. Cool your jets, dude. You know, you're trying to do too much. And Pods will have to listen to Butler. Probably be scared of him. I would be. And then Moody, he can say, dude, you got to be more of a threat out here. I mean, we can't just have you standing on the three-point line going, you know, 1 for 6 every night. Like, that's where I think Butler could come in, because Draymond's voice might be a little old to those guys, especially to Moody. Maybe not Pods, but that's where I think Butler could make an impact.
That's true. This is from Ion, who donated $5 on our YouTube super chat. I think Dre has realized Steph plus Kuminga plus Jimmy split plus split action is unguardable. Maybe. You know, I just think he sees a more talented team. I think he just sees a better squad. I think he sees a team that's now led by two alphas that have had postseason success in different ways, but are battle tested, and those are guys that he wants to go to war with. So I think that's what he sees. I agree with Pajemski and Moody. You know, I think he'll help everybody, but I think specifically Pods, like, Pajemski's a guy that he tries to do too much, but I don't think he's yet at the point where he, like, he needs someone alongside him to handle the ball. I don't think he can be really like a point, at least yet. And Jimmy Butler is quietly a point forward. You know, he's a third guy that can really pass the ball. I forget who called in earlier talking about his ability to swing it. But yeah, like, not only does he get others involved, he takes care of the ball. You know, he was really pissed at himself in the Dallas game, I think, because he had 3 turnovers. I mean, that's like an average for a Warriors player, you know, turn the ball over 3 times. And I think he's turned it over 1 time in the other 3 games combined. So the fact that Butler takes care of the ball means that you don't have to worry about the turnover twins, Curry and Draymond, sometimes when they get loose with the rock. You can give it to Jimmy. And for Pajemski, he doesn't have to carry that role. He can just be the connector, which is probably his best role anyways. And I think same for Moody.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I like Pods to be in a little bit more of a straitjacket, if you will. But I think that he tries to do too much because it's a function of how they played the first half of the season and even last year. And that's, I got to tell you, one of the things that I'm most interested in seeing, And we can go down that road, too, at 888-957-9570. We've gotten a little taste of four games with Jimmy Butler. And there is no doubt the optimism about this team has changed. And my question to Warrior fans is, what, you know, what's the most exciting thing you're looking for down the stretch? Or what is maybe a challenge that you think they're going to have to overcome? Mine would be this. If the stakes of the game continue to be ramped up, in other words, if the Warriors start to make a run, and all of a sudden they're playing really important games, and let me tell you, if they make a run, it's probably going to start pretty quickly. If they make a run, it's probably going to start pretty quickly. And so I want to see how Steve Kerr coaches this team in terms of utilizing the young players and the veterans, knowing damn well that they're going to be playing really important games at the end of the regular season. And what's that going to do to the younger players, if anything? Does he have the stomach, if you will, to keep making sure that Moody plays, that Kuminga plays, and that Pajemski plays?
Yeah, the first two, Kuminga and Moody, I wonder how that's going to work because they seem to play the same position. But I think that when they... This was also sort of something people wanted it last year more, but the idea of condensing the roster, you know, not just because you got too many dudes, but so like Kerr doesn't have the willingness to just lean on veterans. Like you strip him of choices, you know. He no longer has Schroeder, Slo-Mo, Waters. Like I know he's still got GP2 and Looney, and those are players that he'll lean on and rely on. But there's more of a clear top eight or top nine on the team now, and so it's like Kuminga's gonna have to play. Moody has to play, and you only have 12 guys on the roster right now. Maybe if they sign Knox, maybe it's 13. But it's like all of those dudes are going to have to play minutes now for them, and there's no backup plan. Like either this thing is going to work or it's not. And what I really also think Jimmy Butler brings to the table is this idea of a structured hierarchy where Curry's obviously the one, Jimmy is the two, or some nights can be your one, but then everyone else can just fall back into place. You know, it's not where Kuminga's got to be the number two scorer on one night, or Buddy Hield's got to be a good shooter one night, or I don't know.
No, I don't really want to get into who's the one on this team, because I think they can both be ones, Butler and Curry.
Yeah.
I think Curry's going to need Butler to carry the Warriors certain games until the end. And maybe there's going to be certain games where Butler needs more help from Steph Curry. But I do think that if they can get to the end of a game with Butler and with Steph, and yes, with Draymond Green, the other team's going to have to beat them. That team might not beat itself. Like, that's the one thing about the Warriors. They may beat themselves a lot less with Jimmy Butler than before they had him. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's the thing you're looking most forward to in the last 27 games for the Golden State Warriors? What specifically? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.